This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Israel's military says it's striking targets across Iran's capital, Tehran, provoking fear and terror.
By the time I reached them, and until I saw they were okay, I think I died 100 times over again.
The USS Tripoli warship arrives in the Gulf with thousands of American troops on board.
These troops who are coming are really capable troops, but the Iranians, I would imagine, have made some preparations, have some surprises ready. But how strategically does this get them closer to where they want to be?
Meanwhile, Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu orders his forces to move further into southern Lebanon. The Secretary General of African football's governing body, CAF, resigns as a legal battle rages over who won its top tournament. And the crew of Artemis II arrive at Cape Canaveral in preparation for their blast off to the moon.
This is what NASA embodies. This is what the space program around the world embodies. And we are proud to be a part of that journey.
First, the news.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovietska. Israel's prime minister has ordered the military to move further into southern Lebanon. Benjamin Netanyahu said the expansion of what he called a security buffer zone would neutralize the threat from Hezbollah.
I said we would change the face of the Middle East, and we did it. But we also changed our security concept. We take the initiative, we attack, and we've created three security belts deep in the enemy's territory. In Syria, in Gaza, and in Lebanon, where I have given instructions to further expand the existing security strip in order to finally thwart the threat of invasion and to keep the anti-tank missile fire away from our borders.
There are now fears in southern Lebanon of a repeat of Israel's 18-year occupation that ended in 2000. Mr. Netanyahu has said the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem will now have full and immediate access to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre after police earlier prevented him from celebrating Palm Sunday Mass there. The Israeli Prime Minister said Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa was stopped from entering out of concern for his safety because of attacks by Iran. The Israeli military says it's striking targets across the Iranian capital. The government in Tehran says energy infrastructure has been damaged. Here's BBC Persian's Gonche Habibiazad.
Some parts of Tehran and its nearby city Karaj went dark tonight after electricity outage following strikes. Israeli defense forces have confirmed that they were attacking Tehran. Iran's Ministry of Energy has said that the attacks on power infrastructure in Tehran province has disrupted electricity. In other attacks in Iran, we have that a university in central Iran, Isfahan, has been hit again today, according to reports by Iranian outlets. And Iran had threatened to attack American and Israeli universities in the region in response if the US won't condemn the strikes by Tuesday.
A man wanted for the killing of two police officers in rural Australia 7 months ago has been shot dead. Desmond Freeman was killed by armed police at a property in Victoria. Simon Atkinson reports.
Desi Freeman hadn't been seen since vanishing into bushland after shooting at officers who'd come to his rural home with an arrest warrant for alleged sexual offences. Detective leading Senior Constable Neil Thompson and Senior Constable Vadim Devort-Hotart died. A third officer was injured. What followed was one of the country's biggest manhunts, with a $1 million Australian reward for information. Earlier this year, Victoria Police revealed they strongly believed Freeman was dead, but they hadn't entirely ruled out he was being harboured or was hiding in the rough terrain, which detectives conceded he knew far better than them.
World News from the BBC. Governments meeting at a United Nations wildlife summit in Brazil have approved the listing of 40 new migratory species for international protection. They include the striped hyena, giant otter, and snowy owl. A recent UN report revealed that almost half the world's migratory species are in decline. Top threats include deforestation, agricultural expansion, and pollution. Wildlife experts say the new listing means states will be expected to strengthen legal protections. A makeshift church has collapsed in the Ghanaian capital, killing at least two people and trapping many others. It's not known how many worshippers were in the building in Accra at the time, but 14 people have been rescued and eyewitnesses said they could hear voices under the rubble. Rescuers are using floodlights to try to find survivors. Police in Italy say thieves have stolen artworks worth millions of dollars from a museum near Parma. Four masked men broke into a villa housing the collection and made off with three masterpieces by Renoir, Matisse and Cézanne. Rachel Wright reports.
Police say the theft, which happened a week ago but has only just been announced, lasted less than 3 minutes and was clearly planned. The thieves forced the entrance door to get into a room before escaping across the museum gardens. According to the museum, the thieves had not been able to go any further because of the surveillance system and the rapid intervention of police and security officers. The theft is one of the most significant in Italy in recent years and is the latest in a series of robberies targeting major museums in Europe.
In football, the English Premier League side Tottenham Hotspur say their head coach Igor Tudor has left the club by mutual agreement. He was in charge for just 44 days, losing five of his seven matches. Spurs are teetering 1 point above the Premier League relegation zone and are now looking for their sixth manager in 3 years. And that's the latest BBC News.